Welcome to It's All BS, the podcast about success and mindset. I'm on a mission to help you get unhooked from what's keeping you from having the life you want. I'm your host, Master Certified Success Coach, Belinda Smith, founder of UnhookedLife.com. Ready? Let's go. Hello. 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 I don't have it tonight. I just don't have it in me either. I think my voice fell asleep before I did. Not even close to going to sleep, but it has been one of those days where my body needed to do nothing. And let me tell you, when I say I haven't, like, I'm humiliated by the amount of steps I have today. Like, I'm not even going to tell you because it's horrible. I should probably go like do a big long walk, but I'm not gonna. So clearly I won't be posting this on the internet because, you know, if you don't post something on the internet, something about working out on the internet, then you didn't actually do it. But I'm actually not going to post because I didn't do it, right? Hey, I want to tell you a story that's going to come back around regarding forming relationships. We've been talking a lot about what it's like to not network, but build relationships, to not only do things for other people to get something in return, but just to be part of the community that we want to be part of. You know, like, we want to create the community we want to be part of. And so I want to tell you a story about this person. Her name is Carrie, and how I met her. So Carrie is a songwriter, and we're trying to remember how long ago it's been. I don't know, maybe a decade? I'm not really sure. I was writing with a couple of her friends, and one of them somehow, I don't remember how it came up, but he said, I told this girl, Carrie, to get in touch with you because she's interested in getting into the Christian music industry. And he's like, you know, she's a writer and whatever. I'm like, all right. So she gets in contact with me. Now, listen, this is best I can remember, so stick with me here. And I don't know if we started to write something that day or we just talked, but when she... kind of what she initially was talking about wasn't really something that I could connect her with. Like, I wasn't 100% sure if I had a connection into this one place, but I know that I have a lot of connections, because I've been around for so long. And then I also knew in that conversation, in our time together, that she was legit. She was very talented. She just needed to be around people who could, like, make her sharper. You know, it's like iron sharpens iron. So I wanted to put her in rooms with people to co-write with, myself included. But around that time, my friend Joel runs a writing retreat. He does two a year now. And he's always looking for some newbies, as he calls them, some new writers to bring in just to sort of, you know, sort of change it up, see what we've got. And that year, I specifically sent her his way. And I was like, Joel, I really think this is who you need to have at your retreat. I think she would be a good asset. And so out of nowhere, she gets this invitation to come to the retreat from Joel. And she's like, Belinda, I just got this random invitation. Do you know this guy, Joel Lindsay? And I was like, yes. And you're going to the retreat. Because at that point, like, you're meeting maybe, I don't even know how many he has, maybe 30 writers, 20 writers or something. And your name gets drawn out of a hat. And the two or three of you, however it goes, you have to write together. So they're like, we write a song in the morning, we switch writers right in the afternoon, and the same twice the following day. So if all the time works out and everything goes, then you go home with four songs. So Carrie's like, do I go to this? I'm like, you will get your butt in the car and you will drive however far it is, and you will go because this one will matter. She went. Basically, it changed her entire life. And this week, this is the most fun week of all. There's a award. It's called a BMI award. Now, BMI is not body mass index, so let's just take that right off the table. It's Broadcast Music Incorporated, and that's our performance rights organization. Meaning, if you've ever seen credits, you'll see BMI, ASCAP, or CSAC. Those are the three companies. But basically, what they do is they collect our money, and then they award the songs. They were the writers of the songs that have been played the most for the year. Okay. BMI Awards, in my opinion, are very legit, at least something that, you know, medals that I'm proud to have. So my dear friend Carrie wrote a song. She wrote a song with Don West and Marcia Henry, and her song actually won a BMI award. So here I am all these times later, all these years later, I'm sitting at her table. When I tell you how excited she was, like, it was out of control. And then further, I think me and Joel, we both sat with her. I think we were even more excited than she was, because that's what it's like. You know, when you help somebody and you see their dreams come to fruition and you realize, oh my gosh, like, I had a part in this. I mean, so let me be super clear. I'm not trying to take anyone's success, and she did this all on her own. They did it. And I'm specifically talking about Carrie just because of the relationship that came up through that. Love the other two as well. Love Don and Marcia, but Carrie's mine, my story. But just watching her be excited and watching it be new and amazing, and then going up to accept the award, and it was so fun because she's like, okay, you take a picture of this screen and you take a picture of this and you take a picture. It was just, she was like, we all had a picture assignment, and like, Joel and I were both teary that night. It was like, this person, you know, it was like she was put specifically in my world at the exact right time that I could put her specifically into Joel's world, and look what she's done. And even more interesting is the people that put her into my world. So when you look at things and you look for your passions to come true, you want to be successful, you want to be ready for whatever that comes, I want you to remember this story. We could have never, ever guessed where it would have gone. There is absolutely no way that we could have orchestrated it. No one was climbing over anybody in that situation. No one was laddering me. Like, okay, I see you, but I don't know who you are, so what else we got? No. This person showed up with a willing heart who wanted to do something, and she kept saying yes. You know what? She wasn't a jerk. And so the people that I was writing with had no qualms about sending her to me. She came to me. I thought she was really talented. She was very, just a good hang, someone fun to hang out with. And I'm like, I need to plug her in here. And then Joel, obviously, you know, one of my very best friends in the world, he's like, all right, this one's on you. And she was great. So, but Carrie wasn't climbing. She wasn't scheming for something. All she wanted to do was be part of a community that she had watched from the outside for so long. She just wanted to be in the room now. And now, my darling, Carrie wears a medal of a BMI award. And I'm so very, I'm just elated. You know, like I said, we were teary all evening. So what I want to say to you, and you know how I'm talking about relationships, it feels so good. It's just, this is the part that's selfish, is I feel so amazingly humbled that I helped make those connections and that she got to live out something that she dreamed about. I mean, isn't that crazy and amazing? So I'm telling you this when I talk about building relationships. I mean, that's a relationship that got built very organically. There was no orchestrating. There was no planning. It was just here. Let's everybody just do the right thing. Let's do a good thing. And let's just see how we can help each other. Same goes with whatever you're working on. Let's find pure relationships, pure people. Don't ladder. Don't use people as a ladder. No laddering anybody. But really be genuine. Be honest. And perfect your craft. Excuse me. Perfect your craft. Because no matter what, you don't get to go to the next level without mastering what you've done now. If you don't master exactly where you are at this point, you will not be ready for anything else that comes along. And so eventually the entire house is going to fall in the sand. So you've got to have a very solid foundation if you're going to be keep going up and going up and going up into different levels. Okay. Excuse me. Be where you are. And I'm going to tell you this. One of the best experiences, if you've never had it, one of the best feelings you can have is the humility that comes with knowing you had a part in someone's dream coming true. All right, beautifuls, I will see you next time. Hey, thanks again for listening to today's podcast. I'd love it if you invite your friends to listen in. If you could use some personalized support around this area of your life, I have a limited number of openings. So let's talk and see if we're a fit. The link to book a chat is in the show notes. Also, please go to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. Every star counts. See you next time.